crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
And just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover. Gary Sharp, experience and show begins now. Do you have anything special for us on a Tuesday, Sharpie? What are we looking forward to? Give me something. I want to get in my car and listen to something special. What you got?
There is no hope
for anything in the world or just Nebraska?
No hope.
So maybe we should just walk home and not even get in the vehicle and turn on anything.
So is it 2018 all over again? What's going on?
Just go out on Dodge and step in front of a bus and you'll be fine.
Screw it, huh?
Hey,
there's easier ways than getting in front of a bus.
Real talk, though. Would you make Nebraska the favorite against Purdue?
Yes.
By 3?
Would you like to think about that?
4?
My man was laying on it.
3 or 4? I can tell you what it'll be.
I can get away with 3.
It's a look ahead, though, right?
Yeah, I'll give you the
4.
Nebraska-Purdue.
You mean Nebraska looking ahead?
No,
what do you think the line is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the look. I think it's in the 3 to 4 range.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Would it surprise you if Wisconsin beat Purdue this weekend?
No.
Heck no.
Nothing would surprise me.
Why does Wisconsin
But this
be
is the one
like
I thought Purdue would beat Wisconsin because I thought Wisconsin coming off of Army, they would struggle.
Yeah.
Wisconsin didn't really – that was kind of an ugly
game. And that
game
was ugly.
Yeah.
But that was actually a good win because Army's pretty good.
FPI's got it at 7.
Huh.
Nebraska by 7.
Well, Purdue can't run the ball. Struggled.
Just that was an ugly game.
Well,
you never had a sense that Wisconsin was like going to get beat.
No, because Army had a hard time scoring.
Right. They even had at the end of the game, they had a 4th and 20. I think it was 26. Yeah, it was 4th and 26 at the end of the game in order to be able to, you know, get the first down and be able to try to go and score and tie the game. And it just,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm in full fledged grip mode because I have a 4 o'clock game and I'll be out at practice.
It's okay.
That?
You got Dave Roberts handling your bullpen. You'll be fine.
Look at you. Starting mess. Right there.
You
starting
don't start
mess.
Nothing. It won't be nothing.
You'll be fine. He's got this one. He's got it figured out. You know what's going to happen is Walker Buehler is going to pitch like 6-7 innings. You'll be
he
fine.
He always does, though.
Well, he needs to. Because if he doesn't, then you got Dave Roberts handling your bullpen.
I think he leads the league in quality starts. Or at least percentage of quality starts.
What's the longest start so far in this playoff?
7 innings.
Eduardo Rodriguez went 7 last night.
Six.
That's the longest?
Hey, so Cora that's got mad at him for looking at his fake watch?
Yeah, come on now. Cora didn't get upset. Because I thought that was a great celebration when Cora hit the home run in game one.
And Correa was like, is this dude talking about me? Hey, are you making fun of me with that shtick? That's all right, man. I mean, it's 2 villains over there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm cheering for the Red Sox.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that become Red Sox fans because they're about to extinguish the villain. And, you know, here's the thing. They won't be.
The series could get over too quick, though. Slow down.
Well, I mean.
Webb went 7.
Doesn't matter. It's,
slow down. Guys,
that was the longest.
Correa, you know, he's going to depart in the offseason. So they will not be as villainous.
Wow, there's about to be 30 shortstops that'll be on the market.
But there's one guy. Altuve can't leave Houston. Who's going to want Altuve? Altuve is probably the most hated of those 3. Correa, you're like, man, I'd love to have that guy on my team, which I would. Yeah. Altuve, just
aren't
you don't
all
want
those
him.
Middle
and then
infielders
kind of like, eh.
All those middle infielders are up within a year, right? Mm-hmm. So Baez, Correa, I think Tulo's up, right? Because he's been signing those little shorties.
I would and never want Altuve. He's Seager. Just way too clutch.
Yeah, Seager's coming up.
Way too clutch.
Yeah, clutch. He's clutch.
Yeah. Are you saying that sarcastically?
No, I was not being sarcastic. Oh,
that was
I was being clutch.
His error last night kind of opened up the floodgates.
Was one error.
He's
probably my favorite player in baseball. That's why I said
it. Altuve?
Like, yeah, been for a couple, at least 4 or 5 years since Mike Farron first introduced me to him. I had never heard of him. Farron brought him into the lexicon by measuring everything.
You get to watch American League Baseball.
I like him.
You're not an American League Baseball guy.
I am not, but I do like Altuve.
I think he can never leave Houston, though.
And they love him. I mean, why would he want to leave?
I don't know. I think he'd have a tough time going anywhere else. Like, you don't hear F.U. Correa in the stands at Fenway or Bregman. It's all about Altuve.
That guy's a career 3-something hitter. Altuve. Kind of weird.
So
none of the pitchers so far have completed a full three times through the lineup.
Yeah, going a full seven.
The closest was Webb, just reading out of the
notes. And he did it to the Dodgers. Well, he almost did it twice.
Not just playoff baseball.
That's true.
People, they don't let them go three times through the order. And especially in the postseason where at-bats take forever. I mean, the Verdugo 11-pitch plate appearance yesterday.
Well, who was it from the Rays that saw, was it 18 or 19
Meadows.
Pitches?
It was Meadows.
Yeah. Baseball went longer than football, didn't it? Last night?
No.
It didn't? I thought it was still long.
Well, the Dodgers got over right about the same time as the Steelers in overtime.
It was dragging, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th went pretty quick last night.
I thought it was still – I checked the score, and I thought it was in the 9th.
No, as the Bills-Titans game was ending, it was Fox, which their postgame turned into a nightmare because all the Red Sox fans were all over A-Rod, and it was F-A-Rod.
I bet.
And so they had to mute everything.
They act like they didn't know that they were – yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, they had to mute almost everything on their postgame show.
Hey, how fitting was it that Tennessee gets the win outright last night in a game in which it seemed like the general public was all about money lines all week, probably needing the Bills to do the darn thing.
All the noon and 3 o'clock games, all the favorites won. You didn't get a favorite, you didn't get an underdog until Sunday night and Monday night.
Yeah, because so it turned out to be 8-6, right? So, eight and six for the week.
Well, it ended up being so the London game, the underdog covered.
Yeah,
and then Sunday night and Monday night, the underdog covered.
No, there's more than that. It's 8-6.
And then the Thursday night game. Then all the noon and threes covered. And in terms
of really,
money,
I'm saying all that to say 8-6 isn't as bad as all the favorites covering, because I'm pretty sure it was 8-6.
I just know the noon and threes, all the favorites covered in the noon and threes, Sunday night. Monday night, London and
Eagles covered.
Thursday. Those four I know for a fact.
Seahawks covered.
That's Sunday night, right?
Yep. Jaguars covered. That's three.
That's Sunday morning. And then Monday night.
The noon window Sunday was bad.
Yeah, none of the favorites. All the favorites covered in the noon window. And I thought they also covered in the 3 o'clock.
The Raiders covered. That's four. That was in the afternoon. The Titans covered, that's five, and I'm missing one. I mean, 8-6 overall isn't bad for everybody talking about the favorites. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Vegas was just complaining.
Oh, and the Cardinals.
Sunday night.
Which was in the afternoon.
And all the money was on the Cardinals.
They covered.
Yeah, all the money was on the Cardinals.
Well, I saw last night going into, I don't know, it was like 7 when we got home. Like 80% of the money was on the Bills. Seriously. 80.
I forgot about that Bills defense. Yeah. What did the Titans score? Last six drives?
Yeah, six in a row.
And that's two straight years in Nashville that they put up a big number on Buffalo. But look at the Bills' schedule for the next couple of weeks. You, me, and Dupree could put together a team to Jets and the Jags, and they got Miami.
So who would you rather be right now if you're in my division? Would you rather be the Browns or the Steelers?
Am I getting a Baker Mayfield upright or no?
So you got Broncos, Bengals, and Patriots for the Browns the next 3 weeks.
So they got the short week at home against Denver.
And they are without everybody. It's going to be a mess on Thursday for them.
I mean, that has the makings of just an ugly football game.
I'm guessing
period.
Baker's going to try to play.
I mean, I think he's got to, doesn't he?
Right, he's going to try to play.
And
Who's the backup quarterback in Cleveland?
The Steelers get a bye.
No,
but
it's,
then they have the Browns on the 31st, which is
Keenum.
Halloween.
It's Keenum.
Keenum's the Bears and Lions. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just play? I mean,
Keenum is the backup, and then Felton's got to start at running back most likely, unless Chubb can all of a sudden go.
That has the makings of just an ugly, ugly football game.
True that. We have seen teams with some injury problems step up and play well in the past.
Well, and Denver's lost three in a row on a short week. They have to travel, and Vic Fangio is going to be on the plane with them.
As long as he doesn't have to challenge anything of what the pilot's doing, they should be fine.
That's hilarious.
I don't believe we should be flying over South Dakota. Maybe we should go Wyoming and then up around North Dakota.
I'd like to challenge that. They're like, wait, coach, what? Hey, just let me do this, all right? I know what I'm doing.
The goal is always to avoid flying over Iowa. That's the goal.
I think the only time I fly over Iowa is coming from O'Hare or Midway.
Yeah,
a little bit when you come from Detroit.
That's we just were talking about Cubby's. The food that you just told me about when I said Cubby's has legit food. And my man, Dame, he said, I'm not working today. I doubt you were coming by. You don't know DB. Although I do have to get
the downtown Cubby's?
No, off of 42nd Street exit off the north.
Downtown interstate. Cubby's has got some
Which
great
one's
breakfast.
That? Which 80 is that? I'm not good with that. The one on the north side.
680?
Is that what it is? Look,
which street is it?
See,
off
I'm not the only one. Nobody's speaking up.
I didn't hear what you said. Which street are you off of? What
None of us have lived here our entire life, so.
Off of what street? Wow. What's the exit?
42nd Street, 48th Street exit.
48th Street, yeah. So that's 680.
Is that 6?
Yeah, because you know I get off of the next one. You go to Mother's over there back in the day.
Yeah, your other place is over there, tucked in the corner. Finicky what's the place?
Finicky Franks.
Yeah, off of North 30.
That used to be Mother's location there.
I don't know, I'm on a pretty good roll with the Cubbies downtown because I think I'm like 4 in a row.
Hey, that place is legit.
To people watch. I think I'm on a roll of.
You talking about they had the Cenex gas? Oh, they got good food in there.
Whoa!
Did he
awesome.
Really just say that out
That's
loud?
That's awesome. I probably was 4 or 5 weeks into the show and one time just said the wrong show name.
Yeah. Yeah. You said,
I was at least 5 or 6 weeks into the show. It's a habit, you know?
So,
it's a habit.
So, like, I think the last 4 times I've been in the Cubbies downtown, there have been partially clothed people in there. Male and female.
What time was it?
Partially clothed.
Oh, I never go in there. Like, you know, everybody says, man, don't go in there after dark. I'm like, no, I'm going in there after dark.
I was always in there either before dark or after dark.
They got pretty good food.
Their breakfast is outstanding. It used to be $2.99. You got 2 eggs, another side.
I've got
both
meat
meats,
back there from the butcher, too.
And then they had gave you toast, too. That was a good special, $2.99 special.
My barber lives right around the corner.
They also sell really good jerky.
Kyle, your team jerky.
I love jerky.
Hey, they have the person, the time that I've been in there, it's usually the same person behind the counter. They don't put up with any crap. They got a bunch of homeless people that wander in there. And he's like, time to go.
Time to go.
Time to go. Make a U-turn. Out you go.
Hey, you've moved a ton and probably don't take a ton of stuff with you. If the Mart delivers something, Michael said if I pay him some money, they'll move my old stuff in the garage. Do they take it?
What is?
They'll take, like, replace a refrigerator. They could do that.
No, I don't want my couch.
Okay.
Will they take it?
No. They'll move it to the, I think they'll move it to the garage for you.
I just be cool, right? Just, hey.
Yeah. Hey, could you help me with this?
See if they want to, see if they want
an extra 20.
So you don't want it at all?
No.
Maybe just say, hey,
totally starting over in there.
I don't want anything like that.
You know, you can do it on, there's a couple different places, but your wife's on Facebook. You just got to post it.
I don't know anything about what she
does. Somebody will come get it. Somebody will literally just come get it from out front of your house.
I want you to just put it in front of your house. Put a little sign on it.
Don't put a sign. Go on
not
to
rain for a couple of days.
Go on
fine.
To Facebook, buy, sell, trade, or whatever, and say, "Hey, give this away."
I asked Shane if he wanted. He laughed,
and
but
come
I should have
it.
Known, right? Because he's not in the gym.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be able to pick it up in his car. Tough.
They'll come get it. By the way, they will.
Somebody come get it.
Just work a deal. Just say, "Hey, do you want this couch?"
We were driving up to Hill.
I need them to come before
Minneapolis to go to the stadium, drop that hill.
Yeah.
And somebody went by with a car, a Subaru, with a full-length
Subaru
8-person canoe on top of the Subaru. I'm not joking. It was 5 feet past this way, 5 feet past this way. We stopped, and I'm driving by just looking, and there's a cop, and he's just going.
Can you do that?
I don't know how it balanced. It was all the way across the top. It was incredible. I think they were going to that body of water, whatever that body of water over there on the right is.
Over there on the way up to Minneapolis?
When you're driving up to the stadium?
Yeah.
Driving up to the stadium, there was a...
One of those big lakes.
The body of water over there, and that's where they were heading with this giant...
Come on, Mr. Minnesota, what is that body of water over there?
Canoe thing on the top.
Since I don't know my interstates, and he doesn't know his lakes.
Yeah.
Well, in the Twin Cities, I mean, Lake Minnetonka is the largest.
Yes. And you crossed the Mississippi River, right?
From Minneapolis to St. Paul.
St. Paul. You have to do that. As we stay in the hotel downtown, you have to cross
trick
to go
on
to
her.
The game.
He said, hey, that's not Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah.
But
when
too
she,
late,
when
she jumped
was already
in the lake.
You have to bless yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
10,000 lakes and hockey rinks.
Yeah, I haven't been to Minnesota.
I liked it. It was
since
nice.
Summer, but I think Minnesota next to
it's a horrible
city
place
is
to
by
sit
far
in the, press
the city I've been to the most in travel. I've probably been to Minnesota more than I've been to Des Moines.
But they, you know what? For the longest time, they had 35 torn up. And then 494, which crosses, they're actually getting finished with those.
Hey, Matt, easy that's where your ears ringing the other day, because I, for some reason, I called him on the way down, and he said, "Hey, I just drove past Sharpie's hometown."
I did. Every time I drive by,
I said,
"Hey,
did you see Urbandale. His name on the back of the water tower that he lied to me and said was on the other side?"
Now, Urbandale is number three in the state now in football.
Is it really?
Listen, when are you going to fix the traffic that runs along that they've been working on that stretch for like 16 years?
Hey, Des Moines and Omaha are the same on their freeways.
Gee, many Christmas. Uh-huh. It's the same stretch,
It's the easiest Big Ten drive that we have. And I including going to Des Moines, obviously, is, I mean, Iowa City's the easiest. But other one,
you made the drive in 5 hours.
Made it 5 hours, yeah. And we got gas. It's a perfect drive. And it's all interstate. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. It's harder to get out of Minneapolis from the stadium back to the interstate than it is any other part of the drive. Yeah, they had all the roads closed when we were leaving, so they made us go through this neighborhood to get back, to get on
the
interstate.
Where did you stay?
Where did I stay? Yeah. I stayed at a hotel downtown. I'm talking about leaving the actual stadium to leave.
Did you? So you didn't take the light rail from downtown Minneapolis to the stadium?
No, I had parking. Oh. Just parked.
The light rail is perfect.
Mary, he would've was scrambling to get out of here Friday because he had to go pretty his parking pass.
A lot of people at our hotel did that, but we didn't want to leave the car. We wanted to leave right from the game.
Did you talk to strangers?
So you came home after the game. Okay.
Yeah, I came home after the game. Yeah.
I got you.
Like, I got home at 9.
Did you pull a Rick Springfield?
Excuse me?
I did not talk to any strangers. I talked to everyone, Damon. Literally. Everybody stopped and talked to me.
Really?
Everybody. Probably 70 people.
Because you're so approachable? Or?
Because people like the show. They listen to 1620. Everybody wanted to have a conversation. It was fine. But everybody wanted to have a conversation with me. It was a lot.
Yeah, that whole public thing is
my tough. Wife was just laughing the whole time. Just
really?
Giggling.
Because
yes.
She knows you love.
Because it's just funny.
Yeah, go someplace with him. Yeah,
Nebraska nice. Oh, I told
people
Damon.
Are not Minnesota friendly.
So we're crossing, and originally it was Minnesota nice, by the way. We're crossing the street right next to the stadium. Ronnie Green walks past me. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, what's up, Chance?"
And he gave you that voice, Ronnie.
He goes, "Hey, what's going on?" So then he gets there. He's standing on the corner.
Yeah.
Guy behind him picks up his ticket that he had dropped. And the guy says, "I probably could get a much better seat if I just kept this one." And he taps him on his shoulder and he gives him his ticket.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I was just searching for that." And he's like, "Ah, Nebraska nice." And it was Nebraska fans who were behind him that handed him his ticket when he dropped it right down the street.
Hey, my guy D. Bush, he said, "Tell you guys the downtown Cubbies doesn't have anything on his 42nd Street Cubby."
Okay, come to the 42nd one.
He smokes food there. He sent a picture of this fried chicken.
That the guy that does stuff out of his trunk?
Yeah, not out of his trunk, his truck. He used to call us all the time.
You know what they have on the 42nd one?
What?
About 10 minutes from my house. That's what
they
have on
no
that one.
There's no fast way for you to go.
There's
north
no
on
fast way to get up there. I know. Well, you know what we do. We cut through. I go through North Omaha and jump off on 30th and
when
go that
go
way.
When we go pick up that meat, how do you get to Blair?
Through. 680. I go all the way 680.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to Blair?
I go right out of my backyard.
Blair Meat Market.
Oh, that
Blair
you're going that time.
If I'm going to something in Florence, though.
That's like 18 minutes from my house.
I take the Kennedy and go that way. Get off in 30.
Jane?
Not the Jane. I think it's Robert or John. One of those two.
Is it?
Yeah, 75 is it Robert
right?
or John?
Well, then they do traffic John. Reports. They say JFK.
Yep. 75.
It'd be John.
And that is the easier way to go.
You know what's funny? You guys are looking at me like I'm the dummy. And I don't hear any resounding answers coming out of your guys' pie holes
here's the
either.
Thing. I said 680. Of everybody in this studio, who's lived in this town their entire life?
Who's the least smart when it comes to traffic stuff? That would be me.
Well, I think you know traffic. You just can't navigate it.
I know how to get to where I'm going and all that other stuff. And I probably know every shortcut, but I don't know. I'm not.
Do you? Have you ever in your life asked for directions from a stranger?
No.
Ever?
Not here. No. No, I've asked for clarity. Like when they say 80, I may say which one. But just tell me directions.
You mean like east or west?
Yeah, just say north or just be an adult, man. Like, don't say turn left. Like, I don't know why people do that.
So do you argue with the app?
Hey, my app screws up.
My favorite one is turn where the Walmart used to be. What the hell? How am I supposed to know where the Walmart used to be?
So Coach Freund has an address that only comes up in like... I think he said use Apple Maps
Google
or not
that.
Google Maps.
Google has that
because it won't show up.
It'll give you the wrong place, yeah.
It's happened to me.
Yep.
For whatever the reason, it's a long story, but I had to go pick up Zoe and I didn't know where the daycare provider was. And
It took me like 15
minutes. I just got some random people watching my child. I don't know where they are.
Out of the way. So then I have to call the school mad. And of course, she's not talking to me. So it's like, why are you calling me at work? I'm like, I don't know where our daughter is.
It's that commercial when a guy gets home. He gets home and he's got the food. And you're like, where's the kid? Oh, yeah.
So
I left the kids.
I'm like, oh, that was like just a week ago. I was hot as fish grease. And I typed the address in and it took me to a different location. So I'm on 172nd and State Street, and I should have been on 142nd or 172nd and Fort. And I was like, oh.
All those three just numbers are so far away. Just so far. It's just so far away.
And the addresses like start with eights, and I knew I was supposed to be in the fours. I was like, and your boy was pressed for time. Like,
so I got maps and Google Maps.
So what's the difference again?
I just have both of them.
Doesn't seem like a very good answer.
I deleted the other one. I just kept Google Maps.
Was that just me?
Sometimes when I click in one app, it'll open Google Maps, but most of the time I'm just using the iPhone map.
I just use Google Maps. I deleted the other one.
And then you got it in your car and it tells you.
I don't type in my car.
The one in the car is interesting because it will give you the longer way unless you go into your system.
And I don't like how it puts it on my dash.
You don't like that in between?
That's supposed to help you.
It helps you so you don't look over.
I don't need to see both. It's right here and it's right
here. Well,
you may have
your radio up over here. You put your radio up over here and you can still see what happens in the middle.
Let me do this.
Okay? I'm just saying. That's why you do it, so you can watch the middle.
So this is the
part. Stop bumping into
this
stuff
is the part
when
we were
ago.
Kids, when your parents, you know, you'd be like on vacation or something and they'd be searching for a place. And of course, dad would never ask for directions. And so mom and dad would fight. Just pull over and ask somebody. Please, just pull over. Like, pull into the gas station.
I wish it was smart dad enough be to like, not
nope,
ask
nope,
me, like...
I know where I'm going.
I'm in Omaha, right? And if my fuel light comes on, every single time it asks me if I want help finding the next closest gas station.
Really? You got a bougie car.
Pretty sure I know where that is.
You got a bougie car.
Well, I think it's there because you may be in a different town.
Yeah, well,
you're
I wish
you
would
recognize that. You're in
Cleveland or
whatever, that, and they're like, hey,
pretty sure I'm not
maybe
traveling
you're out of town,
to Cleveland. But
just in case. It happened to us. We were there. We were almost out of gas. Took us to the right closest gas
station. Yeah, I would be ultra paranoid, like, if I was far away.
Yeah.
In town.
We were far
like,
away.
I
we were
that
in Cleveland.
Thing. Shoot, Caleb had my truck. He had the truck the other day, and he goes, you only have two white things left. Do you want me to stop and get gas? I'm like, two white things? Man, that's like 98 miles. That's plenty.
So I never learned my lesson from college where like four times.
You know, I said, what does the mileage say? Right? Like, don't go by the little tick mark.
Like four times in college, I ran out of gas. You know, back then you don't have any money, so you're like trying to just squeeze it.
Yeah.
And so there was one night when I was coming back from, I went home for the weekend and was coming back into Lincoln. And so I ran out of gas when you got off on Cornersker Highway there on Highway 6.
Yeah.
And there was nobody around. So you would think I would learn my lesson, but I still flirt with it's got to be down.
Unfortunately, I've ran out of gas twice. Once I said would never happen again.
So I haven't run out of gas in a long time, knock on wood. But I have a friend, and she will, like, there's something, she will panic if it gets below half. So when
that's
it gets
my
to,
mom.
So when
is
it gets to half, we got to go into the girl, we got to go
is
to the gas
friend,
station.
Is your friend 80?
No.
My like mom's 40s. Gas tank probably hasn't been under half in probably 15 years.
I never understood it. I was like,
I worry about the.
We'd be going
ours
somewhere.
Is broken.
We'd be going
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, your thing doesn't even work.
It doesn't work on the truck.
He ran out of gas just the other day, right? That I had to come get you from the show.
No, we ran out of gas. That was actually I used the wrong key.
Oh.
And if you use the wrong
listen,
key,
he was so mad at Chris.
Yeah,
because
so it has,
she
it has
reset
an emergency
the gauge.
Theft prevention.
Yeah.
So if you use the wrong key and turn it, it shuts the car off.
So how did it turn with the
this
wrong
dude
key?
Is on a
so
hill
I went over and got an,
trying
a key
to
made
start
at the
his
key
car.
Place and they didn't do the chip correctly. And so when I went to go start it with this new spare key, it shut down the car.
Hey,
yeah.
That's Josh.
I thought it was out of gas. It was not.
He's on a hill in Midtown off of 42nd-ish. He's got one foot. It looked like the Flintstones. My man's got one foot on the ground, the car door open. He finally gives up. He slams the door. He gets the car to stop. I said, what were you doing? And he said, just trying to get the gas to roll in the fuel line in case we were short of gas.
Yeah, I thought maybe she was out of gas because the gas thing doesn't work. And my,
I said, that's some stupid
here's
stuff
my
I would do.
Here's my driveway. So here's my driveway is like this, right?
Yeah.
So if you actually get on the street, it goes this way and it actually moves the gas to where it needs to be. But she was not a gas. It was the key thing. And then so I call them and they're like, you're never going to believe this. The key they gave you doesn't work. So that's what it did. The anti-theft shut the car down.
Hey, he was
I've never experienced that before in my life. But it was not a gas. Our gas thing is broken. It's going to cost $2,900 to replace the thing on the dashboard just for the gas. And we're like, eh.
Don't you have to fix that by the time you give it to Miles?
No, Miles knows. Miles knows.
Wow.
Push the button when you fill it up. Don't go over 260 miles. If it gets to 260 miles, put gas in it. Hit the button and reset every time. That's the way it works.
Sounds.
We have no car payment.
No, I would take that. I'm no tempted car, to no, get rid of no, third row
no
seating.
Car, no car
I'm like,
payment.
I don't think we'll all be in the car together.
We haven't had a car payment
you are
or
so
paid
bouge.
For a phone in years.
Right?
Yeah, you're bouge.
Not really.
Third row seating. Car tells you when it's time to fill up with gas.
Both our cars Pride have third row seating. He has multiple children. He has to have third row seating. Where are you going to put everybody?
Hey.
You come sit up in front with us. Put somebody else in the window.
Hey, do you see what he's low-key doing? He wants me to, you know, be
get another kid.
I'm not. No.
No, I'm not. If you have four kids and say two adults are in the car, you got to have a third row.
Although now it's official. I'm about to probably do the whole snip thing. And my assistant coach told me a horror story, so I may not right now.
Because he still got her pregnant?
No. Was it that story? He said it looked like a speed bag that Mike Tyson had been working out with.
Oh, wow.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Down.
Oh.
Okay.
It was some horror story. I was like, he said, but that's not everybody. I said, that's good enough for me. Law of averages, I'm out.
Every single thing has a side effect that could be really bad.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
I tell you what happened to my boy when he had to go get the Colin.
Nope, let's not share that story when it's in my. Yes, he almost bled out.
Yep, he almost died.
Yeah. Okay.
From his bunda.
Yep. In his office, they found him laying on the floor just in a pool of blood.
Just from a regular old.
They snipped a little polyp and.
Oh, don't shake your head. You're at that age.
It bled.
I don't like blood. So that's
blood
why
bothers you?
Head.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yes.
That's bad for a lot of people. I've met people like that.
He apologizes to you. He gas it up for me.
Because you like blood.
I wouldn't say that.
I am sensitive to people who don't like blood. I've been around those people and it's not
it's
good.
Breaks.
They
that
literally
bother
pass
me.
Out.
I'm cool with blood. See, I'm not the break guy.
Here's why I probably don't like blood, and it's from when I was younger. My mom would come home from the hospital, and if, you know, in scrubs, she might have blood on or it'd smell like it.
Smell like it, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Well, no. I mean, back then, nowadays, people, they still people.
Isn't it frowned upon to wear your scrubs outside?
I will see people in the grocery store at Baker's. The Baker's obviously is right next to the
scrubs?
Med Center. Oh, yeah. Mm. Lots of them.
Really?
Lots of them with their scrubs on.
I thought that was.
They wear their scrubs all. They're, by the way, the most comfortable things to wear in the world.
TLC.
We had the first kid, man. I
or
wore
no
my scrubs for 2 days.
The
I love
that song is.
Throw on some scrubs and some Crocs.
Scrubs are all. I'm not wearing any
Crocs.
Damn Crocs.
How old are you, man?
Crocs are. How old are Crocs are back.
They are. Caleb
I never wear them.
He got some white ones.
I never wear them.
I was like these. Those.
I would never
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. My most of my shoes have strings.
Because you're an adult.
Well, I don't work in that industry.
All those Adidas shoes.
Well, they're super comfortable.
If
you're on your feet, all day, I mean.
Oh, I know.
It's a good look for nurses.
One of our coaches, he had on those, I almost said, it's not hookah, it's hauka. They have the super thick soles. I bought my mom some a couple months ago when her knee, because her knees are bad. They look like trash, but they're super expensive. And he said his changed his life. Because, I mean, you walk around and you coach enough. Like,
oh, yeah.
It hurts. And these are like... I think it's Houka, something like that.
Hmm.
They're everywhere now. They're super popular.
Well, Skechers is looking for another endorser.
Yeah, I'm not.
John Gruden being out.
I bought a pair.
Hey, he just slid off into the sunset. Anybody seen old JG?
And they lasted.
He did an interview the other day.
They lasted
in Las Vegas.
2 weeks.
The newspaper.
Mm. He was on SNL.
Pardon?
He was on SNL.
They skewered the NFL. They're open.
Wait a minute.
Saturday night.
I'm guessing he's joking, right?
No, well, it was a Saturday Night Live skit. Yes,
yeah.
But they roasted the NFL.
No disrespect to Saturday.
You know
night
what?
Live.
This year, it's
only three episodes
it's not
so
bad.
Far. It hadn't been bad.
You know what's bad? It's kind of looser this year.
I watch it with Miles. Loves it.
Plus, there's nothing really political going on, so it's not political heavy. They have to. They're forced to write and be creative.
Yeah.
So it's been okay. Okay for. For the first 3 weeks. But I think it's getting tougher. Just looking at their guest list, I think it's getting tougher to get a guest host.
See, I thought it was harder to get. It seems like the musicians are.
See, I would love, if I was a musician, I would go on that, because you get to play two songs.
Yep.
And you got the whole week, like, everybody's talking about
it. There's both, like 2 trillion musicians. Incredible. How do you not have musicians?
It's like you have to try to find somebody that's named that they know, and you got to work between their concerts and all the other stuff. When Halsey did both, she did a great job.
Like, if they're on their routing.
It's Lil Durk's birthday today. Maybe they should have him on.
Durk's Bentley?
No, Lil Durk.
Lil Dicky?
Lil?
No.
Lil? Lil Durk?
Lil Wayne?
Forget it.
Is it Lil or Lil?
Lil.
L-I-L.
So Lil?
Lil Baby.
Lil Durk?
Baby Lil.
Yeah, Lil Durk has also performed with Lil Baby. They are two different people.
They're Lils.
Are they related?
Are they twins?
No. I forget it.
Like, do you ever go from being Lil to Little?
No.
Or
no. Lil Bow Wow went from Little Bow Wow to Bow Wow.
You know why? I mean, because Kanye, he let West women drive him crazy. Be better.
What? Who doesn't? What is that? It's a revelation there. Really?
So did he go from Bow Wow to Woof?
Pardon?
Like, how could Bow Wow tour and his name's not Bow Wow, people would know
it
who
was
he is.
Little Bow Wow to just Bow Wow.
No, it was never Little.
Lil Bow Wow.
It was Lil.
Lil Bow Wow to
Lil
just Bow Wow.
Or Little.
Like, it was Lil Bow Wow and now it's just Bow Wow.
Hey. Like, if you were at the club and they said, "Here comes Wayne," you're wait a minute, Lil.
You haven't been around Josh long enough. What is it that the kids say? They don't say it as much anymore when they tell you to keep it and it's 100.
100.
No, that's not how they say it.
They keep it 100.
How did the kids say it?
Keeping it real.
Keeping it 100. Hey,
it took him 3 hours to figure it out.
People are texting me that emoji, and I'm like, 100? Keep it 100? 100?
That'll get you a lot of cred.
Hun?
Yo, keep it. He would say, hunded? Hunded. Keep no, it, not
keep
hunded.
Keep it hunded? How you keeping it Honda?
You have a Honda.
Who's she? I thought it was just keep it real. Oh, no, it's like it's 100%. I'm like, I like 100%. I used to get that in school.
Now you get a 4. We're out.
Really?
Or 3s, right?
4s is an A.
Hold on.
3's a B. 2's a C.
Timeout.
You get a 4.
They don't give you like 98%?
No, you get a 4.
That's stupid.
You don't have that on report cards.
Well, but in papers, like when you were little, you got that.
And when did the bigger number be the good number? Didn't 1s used to be good?
I don't know. We had A's, B's, and C's, and they were based off of the grades. Now, ever since the kids have been in schools, it's 4s, 3s, 2s,
wasn't like a 1
ones.
An A, a 2 was a B?
We never had. I never had.
A 3 was a C?
We had
when did the high number get to be good?
93 to 100 for an A. We had like 87 or 86 to 92 was a B. Now it's 4s, 3s, 2s.
What's a 4?
2.5.
Is a 4 an A?
4 is an A. 4 is perfect. 3.5, 3, 2.5. That's how they do it now.
I don't understand it. I retired last year after trying to... for helping a friend of mine and their kids, because they were both school teachers, so they were just like overwhelmed. And so I said, yeah, I'll help your kids. And they had the new math, and I was like, we're not doing it this way. And they're like, you can't do it.
Is new math?
You know, I'm not gonna.
You never heard that?
I dogged it. Look, I dogged it when I first heard it, right? Common Core. And then I thought about it. It is easier to do in your head. It is much easier to do the Common Core in your head than it is with that. If you know a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Common Core is easy to do in your head. All it does is break it down to smaller increments to make you be able to add it up or multiply.
Like, you know how we would get to the right answer? Mm-hmm. That's not the right way to do it anymore.
You don't, like, add and carry the
They allow you to do it both ways now. They allow you to do both ways. Common Core is taught so everyone, no matter what your learning process, makes it easier.
Yeah, I lost my mind. I was like, you guys are doing it wrong. And they're like, no, this is what they teach us. And I'm like, no, they're teaching you wrong. Let's do it this way.
See,
like,
Miles has a 3.31A in algebra.
Well, thank goodness my kids are smart, because I wouldn't be helping them do a goddamn thing.
It's okay. You got tutors and stuff. Keep them eligible. Keep them scholarship worthy. You're good. You're good.
Hey, they're getting rid of the standardized testing for eligibility.
When is that going to be official?
It's done now, right? Yeah, isn't it next year? It's not going to be. Yeah. They passed it.
Apparently I can deactivate my settings. Thanks, Kurt. Somebody has to show me how to do that.
All right. We're out. We got to go.
Okay. Bye now.